Om Shanti, this is the Avyakta Murali of the 24th of May 1971. The title is Finishing Opposition by Staying in Your Position. Finishing Opposition by Staying in Your Position. Have you become those who give peace and happiness to all souls? Because you are the long lost and now found beloved children of the remover of sorrow and the bestower of happiness, whatever is the Father's task is also the children's task. Those who are the benefactors of the world or who bring happiness to the world can never experience any waves of sorrow in their thoughts or even in their dreams. Are you creating such a stage, or do you remain stable in this stage? Since you have taken a new birth, since you have become the long lost and now found beloved children of Bap Dada, you, the children of the Almighty Authority, can never experience any type of sorrow. There are the waves of sorrow when you do not have the awareness of the Almighty Authority Father, that is, when you do not become His children in a practical form. When you are the children of Baba, the ocean of happiness, you remain ignorant of even knowing what waves of sorrow are. You continue to move along with waves of happiness. Why is there opposition from Maya? The solution to the opposition is very easy. Just remove one syllable from the word opposition, and what does it become? Will there be any opposition when you stay in your position? If you remain stable in your own position, there will not be any opposition from Maya. Simply remove one syllable. To stay in your own position is to stay on the pilgrimage of remembrance. Whatever you are, whatever you belong to remain stable in that stage means the pilgrimage of remembrance. Is this difficult? Is it difficult to accept yourself as you really are? You have forgotten the reality. You have received the teachings to stabilize yourself in that stage. So, is it difficult to stabilize yourself in your original form? Or is it difficult to stabilize yourself in your artificial form? Little children wear artificial masks during the festivals of Holi and Dashera. If you were to tell them to remove the artificial masks and to stabilize themselves in their original form, would it be difficult for them? How long would it take them? All of you have also played this game, have you not? What masks did you put on? Sometimes that of a monkey, sometimes that of a devil, and sometimes that of Ravan. How many artificial masks have you adopted? What does Baba say now? Baba says, remove those artificial masks. Is it difficult? So, always have the intoxication of what your original form, your original dharana, and your original karma are. We are master knowledgeful with the real knowledge. Is this intoxication a little thing? What do you become if you constantly have this intoxication? Have you seen the memorial of what you become? In the Dilwala temple, There are the memorials of the Tapasvi Kumars and Kumaris. And what is the memorial of constantly staying in intoxication? Achalghar. By constantly staying in that intoxication, you will become unshakable and immovable. That is, achalghar. You become stable to such an extent that Maya is not able to shake you even in your thoughts. There is the memorial of the Ravan community trying to shake your foot, but they were not able to shake it even slightly. Do you have such intoxication of this being your memorial? Or do you think that this is the memorial of the great Maharathis? By having faith in the intellect that this is your memorial, you will definitely attain success. Do not ever think that this is for the other Maharathis and that you are effort makers. If you have weakness in your faith and the awareness of being the embodiment, there is weakness in your actions too. So, your every thought should constantly be filled with faith in the intellect. Before you perform actions, have the faith that victory is already guaranteed. You have been victorious for many kalpas. Since you have been victorious for many kalpas and many times, since you have become those who are to be threaded in the rosary of victory and those who are to be worshipped, will you not repeat this now? You simply have to perform the action that you have already performed. This is why you are told that it is predestined. But now, you just have to repeat it and fulfill the saying that it is predestined. When you have faith, I am this, I have to do this, or I can do this, the intoxication increases. If you do not have any faith, there isn't any intoxication. For only those who have faith and intoxication are able to move along with the waves of the ocean. When you have experienced such a stage, even through your form, others will be able to see the image of the one who is teaching you. So, are you the images who have such experience that the image of the Father and Teacher is revealed through your face and features? Have you become this, or are you still becoming this? Are you the stars of success or the stars of hope? You have the birthright of success because you speak of the Almighty Authority. Therefore, the lack of success is the lack of power. Because of the lack of power, you are defeated by Maya. When you stay in the awareness of the Almighty Authority Father, because you are the children of the Almighty Authority, success is your birthright. There should be success merge in every second. Your days of being unsuccessful are now over. Now, keep the slogan of success in your consciousness. It is such an easy path that from being artificial, you are able to make yourself real within 1 second. Will you ever find such an easy path? Never. Why do you become subservient to Maya? Because you forget that you are the children of the Almighty Authority. Nowadays, even those who have very little authority have so much pride and intoxication. So how much pride and intoxication should there be with those who have the almighty authority? The scholars, etc., who consider themselves to be authorities on the scriptures, also stay in so much pride and intoxication, and they have so much faith in the false knowledge. They are not aware of who related the scriptures or who saw anything that is mentioned in the scriptures, yet, even then, because of considering themselves to be the authorities on the scriptures, they never accept defeat. You have the highest authority of all. If you go in front of any others with such authority, they would all bow their head. You do not have to bow down. So, always keep your authority with yourself. You are those who will make the world bow down. Those who make the world bow down do not themselves bow down in front of anyone. With the pride and intoxication of this authority, you are able to bring benefit to every soul. Do not ever forget such pride and intoxication. By becoming free from forgetfulness over a long period of time, you will claim the fortune of the kingdom over a long period of time. If you stay in this intoxication for a temporary period, you also claim the fortune of the kingdom for a temporary period. You have come here to claim the fortune for all time, not for a temporary period. Simply remember two things simultaneously. It is just one aspect, but the words are different. What is the easiest thing of all that is taught to you in just two words? By remembering such pairs of words, your stage can never fluctuate. If you remember Alpha and the Kingdom, your stage will never fluctuate. It is simply remembering two words. If you tell an ignorant child to remember Alpha and Beta, will he forget that? So can you, the Master Almighty Authorities, forget it? When you are in the stage of forgetfulness, talk to yourself, did I, a Master Almighty Authority, forget Alpha and Beta? By talking to yourself in this way, you will become aware of what you have lost. Firstly, churn this and then speak about it. Whatever is churned is easy to speak about. So continue to churn and speak about these things. These are also two aspects. Whilst churning these things, you will automatically be able to create the stage of being lost in love. Those who do not know how to churn cannot experience the stage of being lost in love. Have you become those who have the throne and the crown at this time, or will you become that in the future? You do not have the crown or the throne at this time, do you? Are you beggars? Do you not know about the throne of the confluence age? Do you not know about the most elevated throne of the entire Kalpa? Are you seated on the heart throne of Bap Dada? Are you not seated on the throne? Only when you remember the throne will you be able to sit on it. If you have a throne, you will also have a crown. You cannot have the crown without the throne. By wearing which crown will you be seated on the throne? Bap Dada makes you wear the crown and seats you on the throne of the confluence age. On the basis of this throne and crown, you receive the future crown and throne. If you do not adopt it now, how will you be able to adopt it in the future? The basis is the confluence age. You have to wear the crown and also apply a tilak. You also have to be seated on the throne. Do you always have the tilak, or is it sometimes wiped away? The crown, the tilak, and the throne are the greatest attainments of the confluence age. Compared to this attainment, the future kingdom is nothing. Those who have not claimed the crown and the throne of the confluence age have not claimed anything. The crown is that of the responsibility of bringing benefit to the world. Until you wear this crown, you cannot sit on the heart throne of Bap Dada. Claim your right before you go. Otherwise, it will be very difficult. Wear the crown and be seated on the throne before you go from Madhuban. Only when you have the courage and faith in the intellect do you come to Madhuban to celebrate your coronation ceremony. Do not go from here without the crown. The throne of Bap Dada is so large that as many souls can sit on it as they wish. Not everyone is able to sit on a physical throne, but this throne is that large. The children of the greatest of all fathers are seated on the greatest of all thrones. Acha Om Shanti.